Hi there, welcome back. It's time for our final lesson in the Ultimate Intuitive Checklist. The bonus lesson, Emergency Alert, which may actually be the most important lesson that I'm going to give you in this entire course. You see, everybody talks about developing and using our intuition, but often people want to do that when they're in a situation where it's like, oh my gosh, I need to know something right now. They go into this panic mode. Otherwise, when they're not in panic mode, they're tuned out of their intuition, they stop meditating, they stop praying, they stop connecting, they stop seeking guidance from spirit, and they just click right back onto autopilot. Well, we all know that there are times when these emergency alerts come up, and hopefully for you, based off of all the other things that I've given you in my intuitive checklist, you will be a little bit more prepared and not so caught off guard when something happens in an emergency. And that's because you will have been tapping into your intuition on a regular basis. So oftentimes I find that we have less emergency alerts because you've already been given the information. For example, when COVID happened and the world shut down, I already had a lot of messages from spirit that something was to go awry, that there was to be a problem or to be a situation that was going to take place in that month and in that year. I knew, I felt it, I understood it, I saw it. So I was already starting to prepare that something was definitely going to be a myth. So emergency alert, someone passes away unexpectedly, something is lost and you need to know right now, some major financial disturbance in your life, some major blow up with a spouse, something that you're like, I need guidance and I need it right now. Well, the first thing I want you to do is to get calm and centered. And trust me, I know that that's easier said than done. Even myself recently, I've gone through some big upheavals and changes and shifts that are happening to the family and to our ranch and things in our own lives. And I immediately have to remind myself, no, this is, you can't make decisions. You can't hear your intuition. You can't do any of those things when you're in fight or flight mode. So the best way for me is to sometimes I'll get distracted. I'll find a mindless television show and I'll just like turn that on for an hour so I can tune out. Sometimes I'll journal, sometimes I'll color, sometimes I'll meditate, sometimes I'll go into lighting candles and doing a ritual, something that gets me centered. And to be centered means to come back to yourself. And when you're back in yourself, you're not running through the what if scenarios like, oh my God, what if this happens? What if that? You're not doing any of that. You're just calm, centered, and right within the storm. Here's the thing. We all know that there's storms that come up in our lives. Everyone expects that they're going to have to take their ship through the storm. It's like when a ship leaves the dock, they know at some point out in sea, there will be expected and unexpected storms. They're prepared for them and they have a plan, which is exactly what you're going to have now. So getting calm, getting centered, not swirling in these negative thoughts, just really writing yourself. The biggest thing I want you to remember as an intuitive, do not call on someone who has zero experience in the situation that you are in. Just because they're your best friend doesn't make them authority for what you're going through. If you have a best friend and she's in a wonderful, beautifully healthy, amazing marriage, and she's never gone through any heartbreak and she's never been cheated on and she's never been hurt, and you are going through that and you call her up, she can comfort you, but she may not be able to guide you. You have to call on someone who has been through and gone through what you're experiencing. And to call on someone that doesn't have an ego, so there's no way they're going to be speaking from their ego, the best place to contact is the other side. So the first thing I do is think about someone who is on the other side who would have experience in this situation. Now, that person can be someone I know. It could be someone I don't know. I want to make sure that this person has learned all the life lessons and they're an expert on this. So if I'm going through something in my marriage, or if I'm going through something financially, or if I'm going through something in my career, or if I'm going through some sort of illness, I'm going to go and find the person on the other side that mastered this, or that to me, I admired how they got through it. Then I'm going to go and smudge myself. I'm going to place myself into a very peaceful, calm, meditative, tranquil place. I'm going to have a journal and a pen with me, and I'm going to do something called two-way guidance. I also like to call it two-way prayer. So what you're going to do is you're going to sit quietly within centered calm. You're going to write the person's name on the piece of paper that you want to have this connection with. And you're going to open up your arms, open up your heart, your body, your mind, making sure that your chakras are cleared and balanced, that you're nice and grounded, and you're going to call that person in. And for me, I just say, I call you into the room, spirit. I call on all my angels, guides, and loved ones, anyone for my highest good and only for my highest good that would be the best to help me in this situation. And then I would specifically name the person that I'm looking to speak with or to connect with. Then you're going to have thoughts, because your ego is going to be like, this isn't real. This isn't happening. My leg hurts. Oh my God, I got a fly on my nose. Like, you're going to have all of that stuff. And those are the thoughts you're not going to judge. You're just going to let them pass by. You're just going to let them go. And to do a two-way guidance or two-way prayer, what you're going to do is think in your mind about what it is that you're wanting to ask that person, what it is that you need to know. And sometimes for me, when I'm doing this, I'll place my hand on my heart, because I'm speaking from my heart center. And I'll place my hand there and I'll just say, okay, tell me what it is that I need to know about the situation. Tell me what it is that how I can help myself. And I might have a very specific question, like, tell me where we're moving to in June. And then I wait for the answer to come in a thought, in a feeling, in an image. I might hear it, I might see it, I might feel it. And whatever way it presents itself, I write it down. And then I don't judge it. And I used to. But now I trust spirit emphatically, like emphatically. So if spirit says to me, no, you're not moving in June, you're going to move in August, I'm like, okay, I write down the month of August. I thank spirit for being with me. I check my ego, because you have to check in with your ego and think, is this my ego or is this from spirit? And here's the thing. When something comes from spirit, it almost feels like it comes from outside of you and not within you. So for one thing, it's a feeling. But the other thing that it is for me when I hear spirit is that it's not in my voice, if that makes sense. It's almost like it's a voice that I don't maybe sometimes recognize, or it's a voice of my guides, or it could be the voice and the energy that matches the person I was calling on. And lots of times, it's not what I would have thought the answer would be, if that makes sense. Like, well, why did spirit choose August? Or why did spirit tell me to forgive? Or why did spirit tell me to go on the trip? I mean, there's so many questions, but if you're open to it, and just allow yourself to listen and really act on that intuition, it's there. This gift is available to each and every one of us. You were never meant to be floundering around here in this lifetime without a white flag. Even a video game has an ask for help. Like, there's even like a thing that you can do to be like, lifesaver. So I don't know why anyone would think that we wouldn't get a lifesaver, or we wouldn't get help, or we wouldn't be able to speak or connect with those divine beings on the other side that are here to help us. So basically, that's my emergency alert. Don't panic, get calm and centered. Don't resist the urge to go to people who have zero experience in the situation, and talk to people living and who have crossed that can help me and are experts. And trust my two-way prayer. And I have a journal that's just dedicated specifically to my two-way prayers. I go in, I ask the question, and then I find that if you flip through them, 99.9% of the time when I was listening to spirit and I was really not within my ego and trusting the answers, it was always steering me and directing me in the right direction. I hope you enjoyed this entire program. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. And I truly believe that if you stick to the Ultimate Intuitive Checklist and you can just find your way to this beautiful, intuitive, graceful, psychic, witchy mediumship guidance that were available to us, life suddenly gets so much easier. Have a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.